On Monday, when Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek met with Polish counterpart Jarosław Kaczyński in Warsaw as part of a two-day official visit, it was no surprise that a proposed U.S. missile defense system in Europe topped the leaders' discussion list. The U.S. has asked the Czech Republic and Poland to respectively host radar and rocket bases on their territory as part of an anti-missile shield designed to prevent potential missile attacks by Iran or North Korea. On Monday, both Mr. Topolánek and Mr. Kaczyński made it clear that they were in favor of opening talks with Washington, with the Czech Republic expected to formally reply to the U.S. request in 2 weeks' time. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek had this to say on the matter at a joint press conference on Monday.
We discussed possible steps to take in negotiations, in great detail, as well as Russia's stance and NATO's position. We think it is in our common interest to negotiate the best terms possible and build anti-missile defense bases in our countries.
But not all has been hunky-dory regarding the U.S. plans. In recent weeks, Russia has markedly stepped up criticism, clearly unhappy with the idea of new bases on its doorstep. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that any such move would provoke Russian reaction, and on Monday, Nikolai Solovtsev, the general in charge of Russia's Strategic Missile Defense Force, indicated the type of measures his country might take. He said, for instance, that any U.S. bases in Poland and the Czech Republic will be added to his country's target list. And he even threatened that Russia might withdraw from the Cold War-era INF Treaty, banning medium-range missiles. His words provoked strong reaction from NATO and others. But is there substance to Russia's warning? A little earlier, I spoke to Olzhik Buresh, an expert in international relations from Palatsky University in Olomouc, how he saw recent developments.
I think that the response has been strong, but strong in terms of the rhetoric. Otherwise, I think it really is following what has been going on in a few months, a longer trend in the Russian foreign policy where Russia has become more self-asserted. Due, I would argue, to domestic concerns where, first of all, most of the economic problems have been solved. Russia has repaid most of its foreign debt, and Mr. Putin has also consolidated his political power domestically. So he is no more able to say whatever he wants and does not have either external or internal domestic constraints on what he's about to say. The second reason why I think he's really trying to be more assertive is that there will be presidential elections soon and also parliamentary elections for Duma. So I would see it more perhaps oriented toward the domestic audience, at least some of these comments.
In other words, talking tough to earn political points at home.
Scoring political points at home, there is definitely an element also for the foreign policy where if you read the Russian press, there is certainly a feeling that Russia has given perhaps too much in the 1990s and even in the early years. So they feel that basically now it's time for Russia to be treated more seriously and for the West, or at least for the U.S., to follow up on the promises that they've made in the past.
Mm-hmm. Both the Czech and Polish sides now face the tasks of trying to persuade Russia that the defense bases would be against potential rogue attacks by states like Iran or eventually North Korea and not Russia at all. Do you think that they will face difficulties in that respect?
Yes, I think they will face difficulties because the whole anti-ballistic missile system is, at least militarily speaking, quite a questionable enterprise. And it is still questionable whether it will eventually work the way it's supposed to work. In terms of the missiles, for example, from North Korea and Iran, it's true that at the moment probably it's very unlikely that these missiles will even reach Europe. On the other hand, it's equally the case that probably Russia has nothing really to fear about because its strategic nuclear forces are already capable of doing whatever damage they want to either Czech Republic, Poland, and even the United States. They already have enough means to destroy whatever they want to destroy, and this won't change much.
Although a consultation meeting has been scheduled with the Russian ambassador in Prague, the Czech Republic's official stance on the radar base has been unwavering, and Czech officials have said they will not bow to Russian intimidation. Earlier, we asked people on the streets of the Czech capital how they saw the situation.
Well, I think Russia isn't definitely dangerous for Western states in Europe, definitely not.
A radar base in our country couldn't be the cause of danger from Russia.
I think that that Russia is dangerous for Czech Republic, but I think that it's dangerous now and It's not a problem about the radars, it's a problem of Russia, because Russia is dangerous for Europe.
What I think is that Russia is just complicated, and in this state it's just totally out of the business if we're going to have the radar base or not in Czech Republic. So that's what I think.